2 of The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart as Britt Ponsett.
It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon when I got out to Strad Bricker's house. There's a big, comfortable 2-story place on 2nd Street. Green shutters. Front porch painted kind of gray shade. And the 2 white cast iron deer stand out in the front lawn. One a little smaller than the other.
Yes? Oh, hello, Britt.
Oh, Strad? Mind if I come in?
No, of course not.
Strad was a big man. A couple inches over 6 feet. Must have weighed, 230, I suppose. None of it was fat, either. Hair was white as snow. And a thick brush mustache fell down over his upper lip. He didn't look old, though. Not for his years. Not unless you happened to get a glimpse of his eyes. And they were sort of dull and faded. They didn't jump all around the room the way they did the last time I saw him.
I heard you were in Yellow Crest, Britt. Jim Pincher was telling me down at the store.
Yeah, I stopped by to see if there's any mail.
Sit down.
Thanks. Oh, you're looking well, Strad. Real well.
I stay about the same. What can I do for you, Britt?
I ran into Helen this morning. She sure has changed a lot, hasn't she, Strad?
Not so.
You haven't seen her yourself?
No.
Uh-huh. Well, it seems kind of funny. You both live in the same town.
Britt, if you've come to try and fix things up between us, you're wasting your time.
Oh, no. It's none of my business. I know that.
I told her he was no good before she married him, I told her. But she knew more than anybody else. She wouldn't listen to me.
Well, I guess sometimes it's pretty hard to see a person's faults when you're in love with them.
That ain't my concern.
Oh, it must be pretty hard on Helen. Everybody blaming her for what her husband did, not even willing to give her the time of day when they meet her on the street.
If she don't like it, she's free to leave.
Oh, she wasn't complaining, Strad. I don't think I ever heard a Bricker complain my whole life.
She ain't a Bricker. She's Billy Stark's wife.
Well, anyway, about her leaving town, it may be that she won't have much choice about the matter. Billy Stark's being hung at 11 o'clock tonight, and some of the boys are planning to burn Helen out at the same time.
They already told me about it, Britt.
They told you? What are you... You're not going to try and stop them?
That cabin on South Creek ain't worth worrying about.
Well, Helen isn't worth worrying about either, huh? Is that it?
There probably won't be any violence. If there is, it's the sheriff's job to prevent it.
Oh, now, Sheriff Ritter's out of town. You know that. If he was here, he wouldn't let those fellows get near that cabin.
He's left a deputy.
Buck Thompson's one of the gang that's fixing to do the burning.
She don't belong to Yellow Crest. This ain't her home. Not anymore. Let her go someplace else. If she needs money, all she has to do is send word to me.
Why, she'd never take money from you, Strad.
Then let her say she was wrong. Let her come to me and say she's sorry she ever laid eyes on Billy Stark. Let her ask me to forgive her. Maybe then I'll care what happens to her. Maybe then I'll care.
You're wasting your time, Britt. No matter what anybody says, no matter what they try to do, I'm not leaving Yellow Crest.
With Sheriff Ritter away, there's no lawman here to protect you, Helen.
I can protect myself. It's after 10, Britt. You better get up before they come.
Well, all right.
Britt.
Huh?
Don't worry about me. I'll be all right. I got a Winchester rifle, and I know how to use it.
Now, look, Helen.
I'll kill the first person who comes near this cabin. I mean it, Britt.
Oh, you couldn't kill anybody.
Couldn't I? I'm Billy Stark's wife, remember?
I remember. Sure, I remember. And there's a chance Yellow Crest might forget it someday, but if there's any gunplay here tonight, they never will.
I don't expect them to forget. I married Billy. Nobody forced me to. I don't expect no favors now.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, good night. Ah. Yeah, it looks like they're bringing torches.
I told you to leave before they got here.
Now, you just let that rifle stay where it is, Helen. You can get out the back way, and I'll stall them off
I
until you...
I never thought I'd hear Britt Ponsett advise nobody to run from a fight.
You never saw me walk right into one, did you?
Mrs. Stark, we'll give you just 2 minutes to get out of that cabin.
I'm giving you less than that to get off my property.
This here property belongs to Stradbreaker. Ain't yours, you're no breaker anymore.
I'll show you who I am.
Let go, Britt. Brig.
Now, you're so set and staying inside here, now you stay.
You got one more minute?
I don't want you taking my part, Britt.
It's those crazy fools out there I'm worried about, not you.
Now, this here's your last chance. Okay, boys, bring up them torches. That cabin ought to be dry enough to make a real warm fire.
You're right about that, Buck.
What are you doing out here, Britt?
Now, you better be careful about how you hold that torch, Jim.
What's the matter? You afraid he'll set something on fire?
Come on, Britt. Now, you just get out of the way. This ain't none of your concern.
I got a horse stabled in this town, and he concerns me.
A horse? What are you talking about?
You got a loco, Britt?
You start a fire here tonight, and like as not, you'll burn down the whole town.
He's loco, all right. The wind's from the wrong direction.
Now, wait a minute now. Maybe Ponsett's right.
Oh, shut up, Jim.
Now, listen, this wind can change any time. Sometimes it changes real fast with a quick blow up like this.
Yeah. And it might start raining, too. Then the fire'd go out.
Yeah.
Come on, boys.
Yeah, come on, don't let him bother.
Now, hold on. I said I was concerned about my horse, Buck. I wouldn't want anything to happen to my horse because of you.
You threatening me?
Now, hold on a minute, Buck. We don't want no serious trouble out here.
Now, just take it easy, both of you.
Look here, I'm the deputy sheriff, Britt. You pull a gun on me, and I'll throw you in jail.
It's not against the law to carry a rifle, is it?
I'd feel better if you put it down. Drop it.
Buck!
Yeah, we're not here, boys.
Britt? I mean business.
Hey, wait. Not here, fellas. Wait. You feel that wind now?
Yeah, it's changing. Huh? It's swinging around.
It'll be coming from the south.
Will not! You're imagining things.
Imagination, nothing. Get them torches buried, boys, while they're still.
Now, wait a minute. You listen to me.
No, my house is just down the hill from here. I'm not going to have it burned out. Come on.
Well, Buck, you still want me to drop the rifle?
You just remember one thing, Brisk. There'll be other nights when there ain't no wind.
I reckon there will, Buck. I reckon there will. Well, you'll have to get this window fixed, Helen. New pane of glass and some putty. That's about all you'll need.
It don't matter, Britt. Fixing it's probably a waste of time anyhow.
Oh?
I heard what Buck said, about there being other nights. He was right.
Oh, I don't know. You can get folks all worked up about something once, maybe, but they usually come around to their senses before they go off half-cocked again. Besides, when Sheriff Ritter gets back to town, he'll keep things under control. The hands of the clock had touched 11. 11 o'clock meant that Billy Stark, well, that's the time they'd set. I didn't know what Helen would do, how she'd take it, but I sure didn't expect her to get a kind of a relaxed expression on her face. Why, she looked almost like she was relieved to know that it was over.
Ten years I was married to Billy. 10 years is a long time, Britt.
Yeah. Well, why'd you stick it out, Helen? You couldn't have gone on loving him after you found out what he was, after he turned outlaw.
Love him? Every minute of the day, every day of the year, I hated Billy Stark.
Well, if you felt that way...
I made a bargain. Of my own free will. Oh, he was wild when I married him, but I thought he'd settle down. Lots of young fellas is wild, Britt.
Yeah?
Dad told me I'd regret it. Said I'd be sorry all the rest of my life. Said it so often that... Well, maybe that's one of the reasons I just went ahead. Just to spite him. And afterwards, when Billy became a killer, I just couldn't come crawling back and admit that Dad had been right. I don't know why. I just couldn't.
Uh-huh.
Besides, I knew that someday they'd get Billy. Another outlaw'd come along. A marshal. Or he'd pick the wrong gunfight. It was bound to happen. Someday they'd get him even if I had...
If you had to what?
Nothing, Britt, nothing.
Well, I'll be doggone. So you're the one that tipped them off, huh? It wasn't one of Billy's gang, it was you.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, no, you said I wasn't much good at lying, Helen. Well, you're just no good at all at it.
You're wrong, Britt, you're dead wrong.
I am, huh?
All right. I'll admit it to you. I was the one. But you gotta promise me you won't tell nobody.
Now, you're afraid of Billy's friends, ain't it?
Friends? Billy didn't have any.
Yeah, well, then why don't you want folks to find out what you did? They'd change their whole attitude towards you. Your father, think of him. Well, he'd feel entirely different.
It's my life, Britt. It don't concern nobody else. Not even Dad. That's the way I was brought up. That's the way Strad Bricker brought me up. And I'm his daughter. I'm Helen Bricker.
Yeah? Yeah, I guess you are. Well, I haven't been back to Yellow Crest, not for, five, 6 months. So I don't know whether Helen is still living out in that cabin, still holding to herself, or whether the folks have kind of softened to her by now. Of course, it's possible that somebody told him about her and Billy, about what she did to have him captured and so on, but I haven't mentioned it, but, you know, it's pretty hard to keep a secret like that. Anyway, like I said, I don't know what's happened to Helen Bricker. Not for sure.
The Six Shooter is a transcribed NBC Radio Network production in association with Review Productions. It is based on a character created by Frank Burt and is written by him. Mr. Stewart may soon be seen in the Universal International picture, The Glenn Miller Story. Others in the cast were Lillian Baeff, Ken Christie, Herb Vigran, Parley Bear, and Will Wright. Special music for this program was by Basil Adlam, and the entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. All characters and incidents were fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. John Wall speaking.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.